Okay, a very interesting question came to Rav Zilberstein's table. From time to time, a well-known crook named Lepka would come to Rav Yankel the Tzaddik to ask for a bracha. Rav Yankel would always receive him warmly with a kind smile and always a heartfelt bracha. He hoped that the relationship would eventually influence Lepka to change from his wicked ways. Obviously, Rav Yankel never took Lepka's money, but Rav Yankel knew what Lepka was doing, but he always blessed him that he might merit to go on the correct path. People warned Rav Yankel that perhaps, the tzaddik, that perhaps the robber Lepka came for a bracha right before committing his crimes. Lepka received encouragement from the bracha, interpreting as he liked, that he might go on the correct path to be able to act like robbers. Rav Yankel argued that, on the other hand, maybe his warmth and sensitivity and kind and careness and his brachas would eventually influence Lepka to cease his crimes and stop it. For the same reason, Rav Yankel refrained from rebuking Lepka. He never told him what he shouldn't do and should not do. Right? We know the mitzvah of Tuchacha, if you know someone won't listen to you, the mitzvah is to not give it to them. However, the more Rav Yankel considered his friend's warnings, the more his conscience began to plague him. Was it wrong for him to bless Lepka? Should he not give him any brachas? So Rav Zilberstein quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin on the Mizayin and Aleph, who states that Rav Zera used to always become friendly with the hoodlums in the neighborhood. Why? Because he had hopes that his influence would encourage them to do tshuva. Rav Zera thought if he's kind and compassionate to the hoodlums in the neighborhood, to the gangsters in the neighborhood, maybe that would encourage them to do tshuva. And the people and his peers, Rav Zera's peers, were always objected to his relationship with them. Eventually, when Rav Zera died, the Gemara says, the hoodlums all returned in tshuva. While Rav Zera lived, they said, he prayed for, he davened for mercy on our behalf. Now that he's gone, who will pray for us? They reasoned, Gemara says, and basically they came back to tshuva. So when this is brought to Rav Zilberstein, maybe you could say the same thing. Perhaps Rav Yankel in our story is correct, just like Rav Zera. Rav Zera was compassionate and he brought all these hoodlums back to tshuva. So too, maybe Rav Yankel davening for Lepka, maybe that should be okay. However, Rav Zilberstein actually argued that Rav Zera never encouraged him to sin with his brachas. Rav Zera just gave him brachas. Right, and if Lepka says Rav Zilberstein is actually, if Lepka gets the courage that he needs to sin only through Rav Yankel's brachos, that he's actually only getting the courage because Rav Yankel's telling him to go have a tzacha rabba and everything that you do, that means Rav Yankel says Rav Zilberstein has a hand in all the averus of Lepka. Therefore, Rav Yankel should instead bless him as always. You should bless him as follows: may the blessings of the Torah rest upon your head, and you should have much tzlacha in your German and Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, and you should go according to the Torah. Meaning you shouldn't say, oh, according to your heart's desires. You should give him a bracha that you should follow the Torah. Rav Zilberstein then ends the tshuva quoting a medrash shocher tov in Tehillim. It says an amazing story that Rabbi Gamliel asked Chalfa ben Kuriya to bless him. And Chalfa ben Kuriya blessed Rabbi Gamliel, may Hashem fulfill the desires of your heart. Chalfa said, may Hashem fulfill the desires of your lev. Rav Huna argued that this is not the wordings of Chalfa's blessing. Chalfa, says Rav Huna, really blessed him, may Hashem answer all of your tefillos. The Medrash explains the first opinion, that Chalfa gave Rav Gamliel a special blessing, which is not appropriate for everyone. Normally a person should not be blessed with the desires of the heart. Perhaps maybe his heart has desires for thievery or other averes. However, since Rav Gamliel's heart was perfectly devoted to Hashem, it was kulo omek and Torah and mitzvahs, he could be blessed with all of his heart's desires. Says Rav Zilberstein, from here we see that people like Lepka, whose hearts might be crooked, and they might not always have the best intentions, maybe they want to do averus, they should not be blessed with their heart's desires. Rather, their bracha should be blessed that they should follow the Torah. And the only time that a person should say that Hashem should bless all your heart's desires is only for tzaddikim like Rabbi Gamliel. And Rav Zilberstein quotes the sefer called Nava Tehillah, it's commented on Tehillim, that explain Rav Huna's opinion. Rav Huna said, may Hashem answer all your tefillos. People have many desires, says the Nava Tehillah, and they get buried deep in their hearts, which they know are wrong, would never dare pray for. When they pray for those desires, which they know they are fitting for Hashem. Therefore, it is proper to bless them that their prayers be answered. Not that their hearts, because sometimes people have things buried in the heart that they would never actually do. When you say that your tefillah should be answered, those are the things that you actually care for, the things that are actually good, says the Nava Tehillah. Those are the proper things, and that's how a person should give a bracha. And that's why Rav Huna said to, that's why Chava said to Rav Gamliel, Hashem should answer all your tefillahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu should answer all of our tefillahs and everything that we do, and we should daven for the right things and for each other. And the more Kadosh Baruch Hu says that we daven for each other, we daven for the right things, so Kadosh Baruch Hu answer all of our hearts' desires and all of our tefillahs. Bez Hashem, not only our hearts' desires, but all of our prayers, according to the Nava Tehillah, all the things that we want to do good, Bez Hashem.